Welcome to Perek Vov of Sefer Daniel. Here we have a new king. This is now Dariovesh. Dariovesh appoints Daniel to oversee the advisors. Those who are jealous of Daniel, they persuade Dariovesh to ban tefillah, ban worship of Hashem, and the death penalty should be the reward for that, to reinforce people's loyalty for the king. And no one is more powerful than Dariovesh, even Hashem. What happens here? Daniel ignores the ban. He goes to his attic. In fact, we learned some halachas of a shul from this. And he davens to Hashem nonetheless. Now, there's a bit of a machlokes about why did David risk his life to daven? You risk your life to daven? So some people say that you're allowed to give up your life for any mitzvah. The Tosfos machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam about this. The Malbim says that no. The ban was only supposed to be about asking requests from Hashem. Daniel's prayers were just thanking Hashem. However, the accusers trying to trap Daniel had all forms of prayer banned. What happens? So we know the end of this parak, quite famous. The king consigned himself to losing his wisest officer, Daniel. And therefore he unfortunately couldn't save him. He had Daniel thrown into a lion's den, right? Daniel in the lion's den. But of course, even though the entrance was locked to stop him escaping, Dariovesh woke up in the morning, he checked, it was very early in the morning, checked on Daniel, and Daniel had survived. Those who were accusing Daniel said, that's because the lions aren't hungry. And therefore, they were tested by being thrown in to the lions then themselves with their families. And of course, they were killed, amplifying the miracle. Dariovesh, much like Nebuchadnezzar in his inspirational times, he sends out a letter publicizing the miracle and declaring that everyone should fear the God of Daniel, that is Perek Vov.